miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Claire, the Murrumbidgee Youth Extreme Arts Festival, more commonly known as MyFest, is coming on in 3 sleeps time. Really, really excited.
Absolutely.
And joining us right now to discuss everything that's happening, we've got Ben Sicardo. Hello, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you. And Ruby from the Griffith Regional Theatre.
Hello.
Real treat having you both in the studio this morning.
Absolutely. Now, Ben, MyFest Live. You're performing in this?
That is correct, yeah. It's happening.
What is MyFest Live all about?
Well, we've got Remy and Winston Surfshirt. So Remy, some might be familiar if they went to Splendor in the Grass.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Did he play this year or last year?
I'm pretty sure
last year.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so he's a hip-hop act and yep. He's got some strong character. He's got some strong songs. So I'll be supporting that, doing slow and easy set to warm people up.
Ease people in.
Yeah. Well, there'll be piano and cello. And
oh, wow.
Nice.
Sort of, yeah.
Can we talk about your promo shot for that just quietly?
I'm asleep.
Yeah, well, it's like it's the dark room. It's just like a singular light. It's sort of reminiscent of, if you've seen Andy by Hamish, the fragrance bottle of Hamish just in the right-hand side. Did you copy it from that at all, or did he copy it from you?
No, well, photographer in town, family friend of yours, Sarah Brown.
Oh, yeah, good friend of the show. Yeah, Sarah Brown photography, yeah.
Yes, she showed me a picture of John Malkovich.
Oh, yes.
Who's the famous actor.
Yeah.
And he has a portrait shot that's almost identical. And well, I did that shot as a bit of a joke for Sarah Brown. I was like, haha, check it out. I
now
can
look
do
where
this.
It is.
And now it's I'm your using
it.
Shot.
Yeah, now it's promo well, stuff. Yeah. So.
It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To avoid any future problems with my future sister-in-law, I absolutely love it. and also, MyFest Live, though, is part of My Jam, which is a big Saturday street festival happening.
Massive. There's a lot happening that day, yeah. So some of the acts are Side Effect. A lot of locals will be familiar with Side Effect. Zach Robertson and he's got a little band happening. They're coming up from Melbourne, especially
nice.
For that.
Yep.
That's pretty groovy. Some soul, some funk.
Oh, great.
Yeah, some bit of eclectic jazz stuff, yeah.
Bit of everything, isn't
there? It's completely different for the region.
Yeah.
I mean, there's food trucks and stuff as well
food,
in the day.
There's market stalls. Just announced there's going to be a jumping castle.
Oh, yeah.
An adult-friendly jumping
Look,
castle?
I don't know.
And plus, Clara, you and I are broadcasting live from 9 to 12 as
now,
well at Neville Place there.
My jam's actually going to be kicking off from 10, though, isn't it?
Yes, 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock. The street will be shut off, so all welcome. Stage set up. There's all young performers, so really good. I think the youngest is maybe 12 or 13.
Oh, wow.
That's quite young, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
really
awesome.
Young.
So going to be a great day.
Absolutely. Now, also, poetry workshops are happening on the 28th of September.
Yeah, this is something new for us. Nicola from Headspace actually organised this.
Oh, this is cool.
Poetry workshops from Raw from Wagga, and then a poetry slam that evening at 7 p.m. and it's free. And there's some serious poets coming along.
I don't want to call people serious poets.
Serious poets.
Look, I don't know. I'm really not sure what I'm doing here, guys. But what exactly is slam poetry? Is that just where you go and have a bit of spoken word, just go and have a crack?
Yeah.
Just go and stand on a soapbox.
Open mic.
Just speak your heart out.
Well, listen to this.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I've just been working on.
Oh, you've just been working on?
By the way, you're not invited to it.
Literally just been working on it just now.
Okay,
so here we go.
What is it?
Yo, here we are in the hit studio, talking into the black sticky things about a new festival hitting our streets, MyFest. Bang.
Oh. And you can't drop the mic because
you know
it's
attached to it.
What do you think?
The worst part is that took you a good 10 minutes to write.
No, that was just fresh off the top of my
head.
Oh,
yeah, right. Sorry, completely.
So, Ben, where do we go to get tickets for your fantastic gig, MyFest Live?
Through the theatre, box office. They're online as well, aren't
they? Yeah, they're online. And it's actually buy 4, get 1 free at the
moment. Oh, sweet. Bring some friends. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, bring your friends.
That'll be awesome. And what's the number at the theatre?
Yeah. Support me. I'm hungry.
What's the number for the theatre, Ruby?
69628444. You can go on our website at www.griffithregionaltheatre.com.au.
Oh, so much happening. Or
Facebook. Yes. Everything's on Facebook. Yes. So jump on there and find out more.
And we can share now on Monday, Isaiah Firebrace is going to be joining us, Claire, because he's going to be part of Fast
Cannot
Track,
wait.
The talent competition. He was also part of Eurovision. That we're going to chat with him on Monday. Ben, Ruby, thanks for coming
in, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Claire, yesterday was Are You Okay Day.
Yeah, and all this week we've been looking at mental health and different aspects of it as well. Now, I know yesterday was Are You Okay Day, but we wanted to continue the conversation going, which everyone should be doing.
Exactly right. Now, the Black Dog Institute has something called Exercise Your Mood, which is all about using exercise and physical activity as a way to sort of relieve and deal with mental stress and all that type of thing. And one of the ambassadors for that, his name is Tom Downey. He's an ex-GWS giant AFL player, and he joins us right now to share his story with us. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Worries at all, mate.
Now, Tom, what does it mean for you to be an ambassador for this?
Well, for me, I've sort of found myself in quite an unusual position with football. Sort of started the year as a contracted player and then left the game due to mental health issues. So for me to be an ambassador, it really... it sort of filled a bit of the void, gave a bit of purpose in what where my life was at, and it gave me a chance to really share my story and hopefully inspire others and make people become more comfortable in owning mental health issues.
And that's the thing about this with Are You Okay Day and everything else this week. It's still a bit of a stigmatism around mental health issues, isn't there? And there really shouldn't be anymore. But for some reason in society, we look at it like a black dog, like it's not okay.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tricky one to measure. Like, you always hear the comparisons between physical health and mental health. And like someone with a broken bone will walk around in a cast and everyone will sign it and sort of recognise and acknowledge. But for mental health, it's not the same. So I feel like the gap is being bridged, but it's definitely, I think there still is some improvement, but I think the best way to do that is to keep continuing the conversations and asking people and talking about, what some would consider the heavier stuff, making that more mainstream and more common in conversations.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about what the Black Dog Institute is doing at the moment. Exercise Your Mood. What exactly is that?
Exercise Your Mood is a campaign that's encouraging anyone really just to use exercise to help prevent, low mood and prevent those symptoms arising from where mental health issues can develop. So it can be, it can be going for a walk in the morning, it can be grabbing a friend, going to the gym, but it's been proven that exercise does help relieve stress, and it's that can be the small part of your day that kind of gets you through if you do face a hurdle or you become stressed due to other things. So
absolutely,
definitely exercise is it's really important.
Well, something I've noticed, I'm not a big person of exercise. Everyone in the Riverina knows that. I tend to injure myself before I even get to the finish line.
You hurt yourself tying up your shoelaces, Claire.
But something I did notice when I do go for walks is the endorphins that your body releases are just amazing. You end up feeling so much better. It doesn't matter what time of day or what kind of mood you're in beforehand. You just have this energy about you, don't you, Tom?
Definitely, And I think it's not to compare yourself to others and think, if I go to a gym, it's a very, that macho, fitness culture. It's being honest and looking at your own level, and if a fast walk's gonna get make you feel a bit uncomfortable, get a light sweat up, whatever works for you, that's gonna just slightly challenge you, but then you're gonna have that after effect. That's what's that's the benefit from it.
And did you find, Tom, with your own battle against mental health and mental illness, that exercise just really got you through? Being a professional football player as well, obviously that helped out immensely. Is there anything else in particular as well that sort of helped you get through that tough time?
Firstly, definitely being in that environment. I was lucky enough to have training there for me every day, and we had to keep fit. So that's the physical side of it was definitely helped keep me mentally in check. But I was lucky to have support through our staff. I started seeing a psychologist at the start of last year through the football club, and that's something that it was kind of partly their choice, but also my own. But being proactive in regularly having those chats, even when I was going okay, that kind of kept me in good stead for when it started to get a little bit worse. And I think for me, the biggest thing was changing my attitude around it. Because I sort of, last year, going into my fifth season, suffered with anxiety a lot and managed to kind of get back and play and be overcome that. And then naively thinking that I'd conquered anxiety and I'd look back and that would be a small part of life. But I think once I learned to really embrace what a mental health issue is and understand that that's, like, I look at my own personality and think, I'm an anxious person, that's how I'm going to be. And as soon as I really decided to embrace that and look at it as something that's going to be challenge me forever, that's when I really opened up to it more and started to own it. And that's helped me now in the long run.
Absolutely. Wow. Now, one other thing as well that people can do to help exercise their mood as such, and I think it still has a bit of stigma around it, is meditation.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, meditation, it's an interesting one. It's not for everyone. I've started doing it since the start of this year and really use it as a tool, and it's helped me a lot because it's really, I'm very sort of fast-paced, you know, always doing a couple of things at once, and it just, for 10 minutes a day, it really helps me slow down and sort of think, look at the things I'm grateful for and look at... And not judge myself on what's happening in my life right now. And what, because I'm someone, I'm sort of critical of however my day goes is kind of how I reflect on myself as a person. So it's kind of just a bit of time to say, look, you've got this great support around you. You should be, you know, proud of the person you are, whatever that is. And that's the same for anyone. But it's just time to just actually slow down and, you know, do some deep breathing exercise. And I find it really beneficial. For other moments in the day when it starts to heat up, and you can kind of reflect back and go, look, it's okay, just
take
it easy and just take a moment.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Tom, your story, and thanks for sharing it with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
I really appreciate it. Black Dog Institute's Exercise Your Mood, Tom Downey from the GWS Giants, mate. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it as well. Thanks, guys.